Okay, we're on Test Vav Ahmed Aleph. We're by the Tanna Rabbanan. About six lines down or so. Tanna Rabbanan. There was Maisa by Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It's the famous Rabbi Yeshua. Shahar Oy made Al Gav Mala Baharabais. He was standing on some higher point in Harabais. Vero'o ben Zoma. And he saw them, Ben Zoma saw them. Right, this is after the incident. And Ben Zoma wasn't mechabed, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "Amalo me'ainu la'ain Ben Zoma, where are you going and what are you troubled with?" Amalo, toifoyisi, I was looking in, delving into bein maimal yonim to the upper waters, lemaimatachton to the low waters. But in bein zel azad, the gap between one another. Is Elos Shalosh Etzbo'is Bilvad. It's a breadth of three fingers. Shinema, and I bring a proof. It says, Ruach Elokim, Merechav Esal, Pnei Amoyim. The Spirit of Hashem is hovering over the water, and it's like, it's Kiyoina, it's like a dove, Shemerechav Es, that it's like hovering, Alboneo, on a fledgling, Ve'ena Nugas, and it's not touching them. So, Omer Lehen, Rabbi Yeshua said to his Talmidim, Rabbi Yeshua Talmidov, Adain Ben Zoma B'chutz. Ben Zoma is still a bit B'chutz, out to lunch. Because Michtil, since V'ruach Elokim Merachafes Al Pnei Amoyim, that posuk over there, Amos Havi, when is it talking about? It's about Yom Rishon, that was talking about the first day of creation. Yeah, Havdalah, when Hashem split between the waters, is the Yom Sheni, who? So how can you bring a raya? De Havoy, de Chesiv. Who's separating between the waters and the waters. Okay, so ask the Gemara the Kama. What was the gap between the upper waters and the lower waters? So Amaravacha, Bar Yaakov, Kimloi, Nima, it's a hair's breadth. Okay. Yeah? Yes. Okay, so how do it? Okay, I stopped the video. Okay, so Rabbanan Omri, Gil, we're on Test Vav Ahmed Aleph about in the wide lines, four lines in. Okay, so Rabbanan Omri, the gap between the upper and lower waters is Ki Guda de Gamla. It's like the planks de Gamla of a bridge that you try and stick them close together, but there's always a bit of a gap. Mazut Shavit Yisei Marav asked the Amra. They say, Kutre, like two gleamy like garments. To pre-see that are spread out, I had one on top of the other. Basically, the gap between these two garments is the gap between the upper waters and the lower waters. But if you realize, some people say, Kutre, it's like two cottage, like two cups. To Schifi, I had that are stuck together. Stacked. Okay, now, Acher, we said Acher was Kitzitz Benitios. He basically was destructive over there in the Pardes. All over Kosovo Omer, the Pasuk says about him, Al titein es picho, you shouldn't allow your mouth, lahachti es basarecho, to lead your flesh to sin. So, what's the incident? What happened out up there? So, Chaza mitetron, he saw this big angel, this Yehovah that was given, le rishusa, special permission to this angel, le meisav, in order to sit down, le michtav, in order to write, zechusa de Yisrael, the zechuyos of Klal Yisrael. Normally they don't sit down, but for this he could. So, and then Acher saw him sitting down. So Omer Gemira Dulmala, we have a tradition that up in the Shemayim, low heavy, low yeshiva, people don't sit down, low tachros, people don't, there's no competition, low oirev, there's no backs of the necks because the angels up there have four you know, faces on all sides. The low ifui, no one gets tired. Yeah, Shemachos v'sholom, Shtei Roshuyos, hey, perhaps there are two, this is like another force. So this wasn't good. So for publicity, so Afku, they took out Metetron, the other angels took out Metetron, Muhu, and they struck him, Shisin Pulsi Dinura, 60 whacks with pulses like blows, the Nura of fire. So Omrule, he said to Metetron, my time, Merki Chazise, lo kamts mikamai. Why didn't you get up? Because of Acher, because this basically led Acher to go off the derech, basically, because he saw that Metetron was sitting down, so he's telling him you should have got up. Right, really, the Rabbeinu Chanan speaks out over here. Metetron really didn't do anything wrong, it's just that they had to show Acher that really he really wasn't in charge over here. So that's why they kind of punished him. It was like for publicity, kind of for Acher's publicity. Anyway, so there was now this was given Rishus to Metetron. It's Yava Le Rishusa Lemimcha Zuchusa de Acha, in order to get rid of the Zuchuyos of Acha, I suppose, because he did this Aveira, and also because maybe he suffered because of him. Yotza Baskol, a Baskol came out for Omer, and it said the following: Shuvu Vonim Shoyvavim Chutz Miacha, return wayward children, with it, but Acha, there's no way back for you. So Acha commented, Omer Hoil V'itreid Ho Gavra. Since that guy speaking about himself, Mahau Alma from the world to come, Lipok will go out, Lishani and have and enjoy, but Hoy Alma in this world. Nofak Acha, Latabas Roy, went into to do bad things. Nofak Ashka, he went and he found a Zona. Tov, he said, be with me. Yeah, Omrele, she said to him, Lab, Elisha Ben Avuya, aren't you that, Elisha Ben Avuya? So, Oka Pugle uprooted a radish, Mimishra, from a patch, Bashabas, but Yavla, and he gave it to her. She said, Omra Acha, who is somebody else? So, Shal Acha, Esra Rimeh, Lacha Shiyotza Latabas Roy. Acha asked, Rabbi Meir, after he got off the derech, so Amalei, my says, what's pshat in the pasuk? He says, Gamas ze, Lumas ze, Oselukim. He said, what does it mean? Basically, this is like corresponds to this. This is across from this. So Rabbi Meir answered him, Amalei, Kol Moshe Baruch Hodosh Baruch, everything that Hashem created, Baruch Kenegdu, he did something corresponding to it or similar to it. Baruch Horim, he created mountains. Baruch Gvois, he also created hills. Bora Yomim, he created seas. Bora Nahoros, also he created rivers. So Amaloi, Acha said to him, Rabbi Akiva, you should know, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbach, your Rabbi. Yeah, lo Amokach, he didn't say like that. That wasn't Pshat. So Ella, this is Rabbi Akiva's Pshat, told over by Acha. Bora Tadikim, he created Tadikim. Bora Rishoim, in like the opposite, he created Rishoim. Bora Gan Eden, he created Gan Eden. And the opposite of that, Bora Gehenom. So, right, so when a person's created, kol echad, every person, yesh lo shnei cholochim, he has two portions. Echad v'gan Eden, he has one kind of plot in Gan Eden, but echad v'genom, and he has one plot in Genom. Zocher tzaddik, as a tzaddik is zocher, he's not el chalko, he takes his plot that was set aside for him, and also v'chelek chaveiro v'gan Eden, also he takes the Rosh's plot who doesn't need it. Nischai of Rosh, the Rosh gets is in Nischai of his sins, so he's not el chalko, he takes his chelek and get Gehenom. Also, v'chelek chaveiro v'gehenom, and he also takes his tzaddik chelek who doesn't need it. So, Amar Rav Misharshia, my crow, where do we see this alluded to in the Pesukim? So, Gabi Tzadikim, Ksiv, it said, Lochain Ba'ar, some therefore in their land, I suppose there were, which is Shaykh to them, Mishnah, Yerushu. Mishnah is Loshan double, they get a double portion. Gabi Rishayim, Ksiv, this is a Mishnah, Shivron, Shivron. This is like a double breaking, is there breaking? Okay, now another question from Acha to Rabbi Meir. Shoal Acha, Es Rabbi Meir, La Acha Shiyot, Sol Tavis Ra. My Dixiv, what's Pshat when it says, Lo Ye Erocheno? It can't be used to evaluate it. Zahav Zuchis, gold and glass, can't be used to evaluate. We're talking about alluding to the Torah over here. The Tumurasah, and it can't be swapped for Klit Paz, for golden vessels. So that it says, what's Pshat? And so Rabbi Meir answered, Amaloi, El Divrei Torah, this is talking about Divrei Torah, Shikoshim Liknoison Kuchlizov, Klit Paz. It's very hard to acquire them, it's a lot of hard work. But however, noichim, they're easy to lose them if a person doesn't do chazorah, kichli zuchuchis, like glass vessels. So Acha said to him, Amaloi, you should know, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbach, Rabbi Akiva, your Rabbi, lo amar kach, he didn't say like that. Ella mark, this is what pshat is. Ella mark, li zahav, kichli zuchuchis, these vessels, afal pishinish baru, even though they get broken, yeshlehem tekona, you can fix them. Yeah? So af tamre chachomim, so too, Tamil Chachomim, Afal Pisha Sorach, even if though he went off the Derech, Yesh Lo Tekona, he has a Tekona still. Okay, so Rabbi says, oh, fuck, Amaloi. So Rabbi Meir said to him, so Afatar Choizabachos, so why did you do a Tshuva? So Amaloi, Kavoshimati, Machme Pogod, I already heard from behind the curtain, Shuva Vonim Shoivim Chotzmiacha. Tanner bottom, we got a brisa. Maisa ba'acha. There's an incident with Acha. Shahaya roichav al sus. He was going on the sus of the Shabbos, which you're not supposed to do, obviously. Ba'ay Rabbi Meir mahalach acharav. Rabbi Meir was going after him, obviously on foot. Lilmo Torah repeat to learn Torah from him. So Omar Acha said to him, Loi, Meir, choizel acharecha, go back. Shukvar shi'arti. I've already measured be'ikve susi with the footsteps of my horse. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Until here is tchum Shabbos, and you can't go any further. So Rabbi Meir took the opportunity and said, Amalei, Afatar Choizabachal, why don't you also go back? Come back. I know when he tell you, I already heard from behind the curtain. Shuvu vorim shovim. Everyone can do tshuva. Where were children? Chutz miacha. So Tokfei, Rabbi Meir basically grabbed him or tried to acha. Va'ile lebei midrash and brought him into the base midrash. So this, the marsha says amalei. This is acha. Says to the yanuka, posukli pasuka keich. You should tell me your posuk. Right, so there's a begedim of nevuah, I think, in these things. Yeah, and he said, so Amalo, the Tinuk said to him, yeah, Ein Shalom, Omar Hashem L'Rishayim. There's no peace for the Rishayim. Basically, it sounds like there's no like, continuous message of no hope. Ailei, so he brought Rabbi Meir took him Lebei Kanishta Achrisi to another one. So Amalo Yenuka Acha said to the kid, possibly Pesukeich, tell me your posuk. So Amalo, he said the following: It ki im tichabse, if you're going to wash Benessa, some kind of cleaning agent, the Tarbian, you're going to put a lot, Lachboris is another cleaning agent. Nichtam, nevertheless, is Nichtam, it's stained Avonech, your sin, Lifonai, before me. So Ailei, so Rabbi Meir took him, Lebei Kanishta Achrisi is another one. So Amalei, he said to Yenuka, posuk li Pesukeich, tell me your posuk. So Amalei, va'at shudud, you are plundered. Ma ta'asi, what are you going to do? Ki tilbashi shoni, even if you're going to get dressed in scarlet, ki sa'adi adizov, even if you're going to put on gold jewelry, ki tikri v'fuch, if you're going to basically do eyeshadow, eyeliner, einayich, okay, l'shov, for naught, tisyapi, you beautify yourself, l'goyma, it's a waste of time. So now, fourth one, eyelay l'beikanish tachrisi, right? Add the Ailei Litzlisa Beikanishta. All in all, there was 13 different base kinesis. Vakulu Poskulei Ki Hai Gavna. And all of them basically said the Posuk in the same kind of vein. Okay, Levas was the last one they went to. Acha said to the kid, Posuk Li Pesukei, tell me your Posuk. And the kid said to him, Omalei Ularosha, and to the evil person, Omar Elakim, God said, Molacha, why do you bother Lasapech Hukai? Why do you bother to say my Torah Vagoima? So how Yanuka, having begun by Belishne, he actually had a speech impediment. So Ishtoma, it sounded like Kamada Omale, when he said the first bit of the Pasuk, instead of sounding like the Rosha, Omar Elohim, it sounded like the Ulalisha, Omar Elohim. Basically, I don't want to hear your Torah, Elisha. So, and this got personal for Elisha now. So Ikeda Amri Sakina Habibiyahade, he had a knife with him. So the Kore, and he tore up the child with the aid of the knife. The Shadre, and he sent him to the Tlesa, to the 13 Bekinishta, to all to these Bekinesis, he sent a piece each. Ikeda Amri, some people say he actually didn't cut him up. He said the following: Ehovibiyahade Sakina, if I would have had a knife, have a Korole, I would have torn it up. Okay. Ki nach nafshei de Acha. When Acha died, okay, Omer loy midin ladaini. Omri, this means in the Rekia, in the heavens, they said they didn't know what to do with him. So he said, loy midin ladaini, we can't basically judge him. And v'loy la alma de osi alaisi, and we can't bring him to the world to come. Now he's going to explain it. So he said, loy midin ladaini, we can't take him to Gehenom, Mishum de osu baraisa, because he was involved in Torah. And so too, v'loy la alma de osi, we can't bring him to the world to come. Lysi, Mishum Dechotah, because he sinned. So, Omar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Mutov is better in the long run, Jaladine, that we should judge him in Gehenom. Yeah, and then, Velaisi, Almadossi, and in the future, he's going to be able to come and get a tikkun. So Rabbi Meir said, Masai Amos, when I'm going to die, Ve'ela Oshon Mikivro, I'm going to bring up smoke from his grave. And basically, we should indicate that he's been taken to Gehenom. So, Ki Nach Nafshid Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, Solik Kutra came up. Kutras is some smoke. Mikiv Reid Acha from the grave of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, the grave of Acha. See that Rabbi Meir succeeded. So now commented Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gevurta L'Michla Rabbi. What is a great thing? What he did him a favor to burn his Rebbe. So Chad Hava Benonah. There was one who was between us, meaning one Talmud. V'lo Matzinon L'Tzulei. And we're not able to save him. So says Rabbi Yochanan. If I'm going to grab him, biyad, in my hand, man mirmi, who's going to take him, lay man, basically means from me. So basically, if I schlep him out again, who's going to basically take him off me, says Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said like this, when I die, I'm going to put out the smoke from his grave. So this was what happened, when he died, Posset Kutra stopped the smoke, Mikiv Raid Acha. And fine. So Posach Olei House Sapdana, the Sapdana, when he said a Hesped for Rabbi Yochanan, he said the following: Filu Shoima Pesach, even the guard of the door of hell, Lo Omud Lefonecha, wasn't able to stand before you, Rabbeinu, or Rabbi Yochanan. Bito Shel Acha, the daughter of Acha, asked you the Kamei to Rabbi, came in front of Rabbi. So Omer Olei, she said to him, Rabbi Ponaseni, please give me sustenance. Omud La, Bat Mi At, who are you the daughter of? So she said to him, Omrullah, Bitoshalacha, Oni, I'm the daughter of Acha. So Omrullah said to her, Adain Yeshmi Zorba Oilom, there's still of his progeny in the world. Vak, see, it says with the apostle, it says, Lo Ninlo, there shouldn't be any child for him. Velo Nechod Ba'amoy, and there shouldn't be any of your grandchildren. Ve Ein Sarid Ba'Megurov, and there should be no remnant in his dwelling. So Omrullah, the daughter of Acha, said to him, Zochel the Torah, so remember his Torah. But I'll just go myself. Don't think about what his deeds. Miad, this brought out Midas Adin. Yarda Eish, from Minashamayim. Vesichscha, and it singed and burnt. Saf Solo, the chair shell Rebbe. So Bocha Rebbe cried. But Omri said the following: Malim Tadgim Ba Koch. The people who are basically the people involved in Torah, even in a negative sense, that this creates a midas adin because basically I was not respectful to Acha. The mishtabchin ba, the people who are doing it in the right way it's supposed to be, al achas kam v'kam, a person shouldn't start up with them. The Rebbe Meir, hechi, now, ask the Gemara Kasha now. The Rebbe Meir, hechi gom, it's Rebbe Pumid Acha. How does Rebbe Meir, how does he learn from Acha? Because it says, I'm a Rebbe Bochana, I'm a Rebbe Yechid, Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsi. What does it say in the pasuk? It says, "Ki sifsei koin, the lips of a koin, yishmu das will guard the das." The Torah, yivak shumipiu, and Torah you should request from his mouth. Ki malach shem tefakoisu, because he's a god of, he's an angel of God of hosts. So comments on this. Im doima rav la malach shem tefakois. If the rav is doima to a malach. Basically, Yivak Shutar Mipiyu. You should learn from him. However, the Imulav, Al Yivak Shutar Mipiyu, you should not request Torah from his mouth. So that's the Kasha. So, two answers. So, Amarish Lokish, Rebbe Meir Kro Ashkach Vadorash. He had a Makor. He found this is a Drosha. It said, Heit Oznacha, incline your ear, Ushma, Divrei Chachomim. Okay. Basically, Velibech Toshis Ladaiti. And your heart, you should place to my intent. So, end of pasuk. So, l'daitam lo nemar, it doesn't say to their intent. El daiti, it's to my intent. So you hear the words, but you got to have the Hashem's kavana. So another source, Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. It says Shimi Bas, hear daughter, ri and look, v'hati oznech, and you should incline your ear, comma, but you should shachi ameich. And you should forget your nation and your father's house. Basically, listen, but forget the bad. Take the good and leave the bad, basically. But anyway, we actually got a contradiction, because the original pasuk we brought was basically, if the Rav Domel Malach, then you should listen to him, if not. So, and these last two pasukim said basically, take the good and leave the bad. So Kasha Kriya Hodidi. So it says, Lo Kasha, Ha Begodol. That's talking about if the person who's the student is a great person and he basically can discern, then it would be fine. Ha Begotten. But if somebody doesn't really know what's going on, then he should make sure his Rav is like a Malach. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Omar. Omri Ma'arava. They say Ma'arava. Rabbi Meir, Ochal Tichla. He ate the external fruit, Vashada Shichla, and he threw the pit, Labora, to the outside. Dorash Rava, Maidichsiv, El Guinness Egois Yurati, to the basically the nut tree garden I went down, Lirois Beive Hanachal, to look into the shoots of the growing by the brook, Vagoimba. So Lama Nimshalu Tamad Chomim, why Tamad Chomim, the Nimshalu to the Egos to a nut? To tell you, the nuts, even though it's basically dirty outside, in the inside is not affected. So even though he's done a veira, ain't Torah sunny messes, but it doesn't affect the Torah within. So Ashkei Rabba Barshila Le Eliyahu. He found Eliyahu. Amalei Maika Ovid Kodesh Baruch Hu. Please tell him, what is Hashem doing right now? So Eliyahu told him. He says, Amalei Kama Shmaisei. He's saying over the Retorium, my Pumai Hoot de Hulurabon from the Miles of Hulurabon, quoting them. However, my Pumai de Rebbe Meir look at Omer, but he's not actually quoting Rebbe Meir. So Rav Shaila said to him, Rabbi Bar Shaila, sorry, says, am I? Why not? So Eliyahu answered him, because he learned from Acha, it's like solid. So I'm a lay, but he said to him, am I Rabbi Meir, Rimon Motzi, found a pomegranate, yeah, Turcho Och, lay at the innards, and the Klippus Ozorak, he threw out the bad. So now says Eliyahu Novi, says, I'm a lay, Hashto, oh, now Hashem kind of accepted this, yeah, Ka'oma, Hashem's saying, Me'er Bani, Me'er, my son, Oime, says the following, because Manshu Adam, it's when a human person is suffering, right, and this is talking about in a case where a person was Chayiv Misa, and, basically, yeah. Shechina ma from Mises based in. So, what does the Shechina? What's the comment? Shechina ma loshen omer. That's what it says. Koloni miroishi, koloni mizroi. Basically, light upon me. Rashi says in one, it's like basically it's loshen. It's a kinu. It's really loshen the light, but it's really heavy. My head's heavy. My arm's heavy because he's basically Shem's feeling the pain of this person. So im kach. Right, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzvah El Domon Shel Roshoyim Shinish Bach. If Hashem is concerned about the dom of the evil people that they're suffering, yeah, Kal V'Choyma Olam Oso El Domon Shel Tzadikim Shinish Bach, on the dam of Tzadikim Shinish Bach. And that was what Rabbi the Kodesh Baruch Hu said over in the name of Rabbi Meir. So Ashchei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel found his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, to Tali B'Ibn Adosha, who was leaning on the bolt of the door. The Karbochi, Rabbi Yehuda was crying. So Amalei, Shinanai, it's a short one, of my Karbochis, why are you crying? So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Amalei, me, Zutra, is it small, my Dichsib, who, what's written with Dichsib, Rabbon, and we're talking about Rabbon in a similar vein, that go off the Derech, basically, were, right? So it's saying about, even about those, it says, Aye Soifer, where is the Soifer? We're going to drush, right? Aye Shoikel, where is the Weyer? And Aye Soifer, face of Migdolim, where is the person who counts the towers? End of Pasuk. So now we're going to quote. So, Aye, Soifer, what does that mean? Where's the Soifer? Shahayu Soiferim Kol Oysu Shabbatori, who counts all of the letters in the Torah. Aye, Shoikel, Shahayu Shoiklin Kalin Vachamorin Shabbatori, they would basically weigh out the heavy dinim and the light dinim, basically they're supposed to work things out. And I is Sofer as a Migdolim, and also where are these people who are Sofer the Migdolim? What that means? Shahayu Shoinim, they would teach, learn, Shalosh Ma'ois, 300 halachas, but Migdol HaPoreach Ba'avir, with regards to some kind of like cabinet flying through the air with regards to Hilchos Tuma. But Omer Rebbe Ami, says Rebbe Ami, Tlois Mea Boi, there were 300 questions, Ba'u the Ask, Doyeg V'Achitoyfol, so these were huge Talmidei Chachamim who went off the Derech, but Migdal Aparech Ba'avir, with regards to this Migdal that's going through the air, if it's like stops before the tumor, but Tznan, and but nevertheless we have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. It says Gimel Malachim, there's three kings, the Arba Hedjotos, and four laymen, meaning not kings, Ein Lehem Chelik Lomaba, they don't have a portion in the world to come, and two of those people over there are Doeg of Achitoyfel. So on and my tevi alone. So says Rav Yehuda, what's going to be with us? There's no hope. Maybe we'll give up. You know, these people greater than us, and nevertheless, right? So Amalei. So Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinanush, the Shabun. It's different over there. Don't worry. Tina Haisabalibam. There they had some filth, some clay in their hearts. They had impure intent. So therefore, it wasn't, the Torah didn't help them. So Acher Mai. So what? So why does Acher's Torah not help him? So answer the Gemara, Zema Yuvani Lo Posuk Mepumei, because we sing Greek songs even after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, when there were some restrictions on with regards to what music he listens to. Amar Olav Al Acha, they said about Acha, B'shor Shehaya Oymed Mid Beis Hamidrash, when he would get up from the Beis Hamidrash, Harbe Sifri Minim, there was lots of weird heretical Sforim, Noisha would fall Mecheikel from his lap. Okay, similar related point, Shaul. He asked Nimus, maybe his name, Hagardi the Weaver, Esrabi Meir, basically he's also asking about Acha, basically. Kol Omar, any wool, Dunochis, that he goes down, Loyura, Loyura means the kettle, but as well as what they used to dye in a Yura. Solik, when you take out the wool, normally it gets affected by the dye, and it gets dyed, right? It changes colour. So it's saying, so why, if you basically, Rebbe Acha went into the, you know, the kettle of the Torah, right, the dying kettle of the Torah, why wasn't he affected positively? So Amalei, so he said back to him, call man anyone to have a knocky that he was clean agav upon ime. This is like for a sheep, basically. When a sheep is born, yeah, but it's got clean wool. Yeah, so solid. Then it's got a good surface, and therefore the dye can affect it. But called the loy havi noki agavi me, anyone that was not clean upon the count of his mother, meaning a low solic, he got dirty, and he basically Rashi says he doesn't fear sin, and he's got sin. So therefore the Torah hasn't got the same effect on him. Okay, we will stop there.